Well, 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 look where we find ourselves on a Monday morning. It's the Mornings with Ed show, 8 o'clock, exactly, straight up and down. Welcome to the program today. As we do each and every Monday, we are delighted, I tell you, beyond belief to welcome Sawdust Art Festival's Director of Marketing with us, Frankie Deshane. Good morning, Frankie. How are you?
Good morning, Ed. Good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. It's great to see you.
Great to see you.
Did you have a good weekend? Did you enjoy the rain?
I loved the rain. Had a really good weekend. Worked with Sawdust on Saturday, but right. The rest of the weekend had a really nice time in the rain.
And so you guys were open and had classes?
We did. We were open. We had classes on my end, though I was not there for classes on Saturday. Right. I was there for Lottery Day, which is a really big event at the Sawdust for our artists preparing for the summer show.
Oh, fantastic. So that's who finds out who gets what booth and where. Is that what
that
is?
In order, yes. Oh. So that's the sequential order of who's selecting their booths, which looks a little different this year because our booths are standing. And normally our booths are not standing during this time. So,
ooh, fascinating stuff. I'd love to cover that. You brought in a friend, though. You brought in a very talented friend.
Yes, I did.
All right, we welcome. And is this the first time that we've spoken to you here? I feel like we've spoken before. Anjo Droog is with us this morning. Good morning, Anjo.
Good
How
morning,
are you?
Good morning, Ed. Yes, it is the first time I've been here. Thank you.
Well, it's great. It's great to see you. But I know I've seen you at Sawdust, and I'm positive that we've spoken before. I'm sure that you've given me directions somewhere, some way, somehow. So, how was your weekend?
My weekend was amazing. We had classes going on. We even sort of pushed through the rain and the storm on Saturday, and Robert Jones did a ceramics class, so it was super cool. And yesterday we had Kate Cleese doing her whimsical mark making class, which was a really cool class.
Now, what exactly is that? What is the mark making class?
So Kate, basically, she encourages people to play with different mediums, so pens, pencils, paints. And then they mark the paper with different sort of rollers that are texturized, and then they cut out shapes and make that into a picture.
Oh, fascinating.
It is. It's
fascinating. Really, and you say the Robert, the ceramics guy, was there and working
rain
hard.
Rain or shine, he was there.
And does that, Frankie, does that class fill up generally pretty fast? Is that like always a sold out event?
It sells out every week.
Wow.
Yeah. Really, yeah. Does.
He must be something on that wheel.
Oh, he is.
He must really be something on that wheel. So, Anjo, how'd you get started in art?
So you can tell from the accent, I'm not local.
You're from Texas, right?
That's right. Okay, yeah. Deep south. So, originally from Ireland, and I went to art school when I was in Ireland. Left Limerick in Ireland when I was 21, I think. Mm-hmm. I moved to London because obviously that's what you do when you're 21 and worked in London for about 30 odd years, both in and out of the art scene. And then whilst I was living in London, I set up a little sort of side business in glass. So I was doing that also and teaching that. Moved here probably 7 years ago. Yeah, 7 years ago. Right. 7 years ago this month, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Let's have a little anniversary bash for you.
A little, I tell you.
I think we should.
Sounds good. Then went to the Sawdust. So my background has always been connected in art.
So am I wrong when I think of artists and their creations as being what they see and their surroundings? And yes, imagination, but surroundings were kind of the root of it. So in England and in the United States, do you see things differently? Is
Completely.
Your art different because you, okay.
Absolutely. I mean, the weather, to be honest,
okay.
Notwithstanding the moment,
right.
But the weather has a huge influence. I actually remember walking through the gates of Sawdust about 16 years ago and saying, this is home. This is where
really?
I want to be. And at that stage, that was just a pipe dream.
Right.
But I felt it very, very strongly. And then, my dream came true. And it was just amazing. But yes, you do see things differently depending on where you are in the world. Well, I do.
Right.
So, the vibrancy of the color in California, especially here in Laguna Beach, just it's very inspiring.
Okay,
sure.
That's wonderful to hear. That's wonderful to hear, and I'm glad that it wasn't a stupid question.
I'm really
glad of that. So you started we took a break from the art classes for a couple of years. COVID obviously affected all of us and affected the art classes in particular. And now that you've started it back up, looking forward to moving on with this and the ability to teach as an artist, I would think patience would have to be your number one virtue.
I don't know, because you feel so inspired by what people produce while you're teaching. I mean, I've taught classes where, you know, somebody would have said, oh, I'm no good. I'm absolutely no good.
That would be me.
Everybody, as far as I'm concerned, anybody who can hold a pen and draw a line can create something on a piece of paper. So it's no, not necessarily patience, because I think if you want to teach art, that's just part of what it's all about. It's so fulfilling to actually see somebody create something and to see them get genuine pleasure out of their creation.
Right,
and
right.
To walk out of a class where you have, like yesterday, there were, I think, six people that Kate had, and each one of them, and they were all ages. There was a little girl to a grandma, and there was just, they all walked out feeling good.
You know, and I'll be honest with you. On a couple of occasions at Sawdust during the summer, I have taken the classes. I took one with Robert Holton and was created a piece of the lifeguard tower. I felt like a little kid when I finished it. I wanted to keep it forever and display it. Yeah, you feel it gives you that feeling of youth again, or it gives you that some kind of.
I think you actually just lose yourself. It's, it's a form of meditation.
Right.
You just lose yourself. Right. And yesterday, Kate was saying, you know, I think we needed more time because people just got so into it. And it's funny, when they start, they're quite nervous and about, you know, oh, I need to make this picture perfect.
Right.
And then
sort
of half an hour into the class, they're lost.
Right.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
I want to ask you about a couple of the artists. So we've I've been talking for the last couple of weeks about the mixed media class from Charlene Hee.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Charlene.
Oh my goodness, Charlene is just amazing. She is the most fabulous lady. She's full of character. She's inspiring. She's passionate. She's colorful. The students that take her class, they come out of it just with a little bit of awe, I think, a little bit of magic.
Right. Oh, that's wonderfully stated. Wonderfully stated. And Frankie, you know Nancy Williams quite well. You know her work very well. An adult that is able to have this childlike wonder in her art. Do you catch that like I do, or am I crazy there?
Absolutely. Her art connects with all ages. She has this, I mean, another whimsy about her, same as Charlene. She's very whimsical and youthful and magical. I mean, she's quite magical. And it's interesting because during festival season, you see people of all ages approach her in her booth with this awe, with this sense of, you know, jubilee. Like they're incredibly happy when they approach her in her booth. I mean, I've witnessed all ages come up and either speak to her about her art or purchase her art. There are collectors of her art that are really of all ages.
Right.
And now she's teaching for the program, which is really interesting too, because we, in our history of the program, we didn't really have classes for children, not in our year-round program.
Right.
And Nancy has introduced art to all ages, but particularly to younger kids, right, Angel? Yeah.
And she's doing watercolor brush pens freestyle. What exactly is that?
So this is a new class that we're going to be introducing.
That's Friday, by the way.
That's correct, yeah, Friday from 2 to 4. So a lot of people are intimidated by watercolor. They feel it's a very hard medium, a very unforgiving medium. So what we want to do is take the fear away of that.
Right.
So the brush pens, just they allow a very free movement on the paper, and it's just taking the fear out of it. So it's different colors blending into each other, and then with Posca markers, which is a particular type of marker that doesn't bleed on watercolor, she'll then introduce shapes. So it's just a different class.
It's kind of different for her because she normally, with SAC, she teaches doll making. She has a couple of series of classes of fairy workshops where people can make little tiny fairies from like pipe cleaners and swatches of materials, and they learn to sew and And then she also has her upcoming class, which is Fraggle Rock Monster, which is on Saturday.
Love that.
So you'll see that she actually sells those in her booth. She creates all of these little monsters, what she calls her little orphans, her little monsters.
Right. And
so she's actually teaching that by popular demand. She's been asked to teach that.
I would beg her to do it. I would want to learn that. Those are so cool when you see them, and you go, I'd love to be able to do that. So your ability to teach others, is that something that most artists have, or do you find that in some cases there's a selfishness within the artist that they're just not willing to lend that time?
I don't think it's selfishness. I think it's fear.
Is it a fear?
I think so.
Okay.
I think some artists feel a little intimidated about it. I don't think it's a lack of desire to share. Do you, Frank?
No, I don't think so. I think it is fear. I think it's uncertainty that they can... I mean, they know the work in their mind. They know how to do it. But to explain that to others in a way where people can follow it, I think makes them afraid. And I think there's also an insecurity, maybe a slight insecurity.
Okay.
That
I take back my selfishness term then. I'm sorry. I feel really... sorry, artists.
I'm sure that could be out there. But with the majority of our artists, I feel it's a little uncertainty and it's a little fear, like Anjo mentioned, and insecurity because they know their art, but... Do they think it'll be received well, especially in a classroom format?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, it's very much. I mean, you're kind of bearing your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, you're exposing your vulnerability in a way. This is me. This is what I do. Hope you like it. You know.
Right.
Right.
A little bit of that.
And as you're instructing someone, someone who's never done it before. The most important thing to convey to them is to have confidence in what they're doing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I for a long time I didn't personally paint because I was afraid of white paper. Scare the living daylights out of me. It's like I felt that I had to produce something amazing before I started, so I wouldn't start. And then several years ago I just thought, you know what, I've got nothing to lose. So big canvas, big pots of paint, cheap paint brushes, and I just let rip and have never looked back since then. So I think for everybody it's absolutely anybody can paint, anybody can draw, anybody can have fun.
I want to ask you about a particular artist. On Saturday, Carol Bowler is doing seascapes in acrylic. Now, am I crazy or was that also the aspen trees? That's a different person,
artist,
right?
Yes, that would be Sadette.
Okay, tell me about Carol and the seascapes in acrylics. What will we be learning on Saturday?
Well, I think Carol is, like what I just mentioned, she wants to enable her students to not feel fear.
Right.
So, you know, she wants to show them how to use acrylics, how to apply them, thinking about tonal qualities and how to, put all of these elements together to produce something that you can feel pleased about, feel proud about.
Right. Are acrylics the most forgiving not necessarily a beginner, but maybe a...
I would say, I mean, they're forgiving in that they dry quickly,
right,
and you can just paint over it if you make a mistake.
All right.
Compared to oils, where oils just take longer to dry.
Right.
But they're, I would say they're reasonably forgiving.
Okay. All right. Amy Jackson. This is the first time I'm seeing Amy Jackson on the list of instructors. Can you tell us a little bit about Amy?
Sure. The portraiture, pet portraiture, couldn't even say that, bark art. Well, she's encouraging, this is a super fun class. We've never offered it before.
No, we haven't.
Students are invited to bring in images of their pets, particularly
God.
Dogs.
I see myself coming in.
Yes, and then she teaches you how to paint that in a really beautiful, vibrant setting. It's kind of like really the colors pop, and it feels like pop art.
It does
almost,
actually, yeah.
You know, and it's a really exciting class. I can't wait to paint my dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah. I'm so glad I asked. So this is Saturday from 11 to noon.
That's correct. Yeah.
Amy Jackson. It's called Bark Art.
Yep.
I love that. All right. So I bring down a picture of one or five of my favorite pets, and And how many people in the class max, or where does it max out, or how quickly should I sign up, is I guess what I'm asking.
every teacher has their limit, right. Has their minimum and maximum amount of students. I believe Amy is no more than 10, but I would say
so.
Eight.
Yeah, eight.
So students really have a chance to have one-on-one,
right.
One-on-one direction from their teachers. And I don't think any of our classes really go more than 10.
Not really. Yeah. No, because it's that if it goes above 10, then it's difficult to give your students that sort of one-on-one experience. Right.
Ask any teacher here. Ask any teacher in the world. The less the better, generally, and you get the best response as well. Anjo, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
May I say also, for me particularly, I was just listening to a moment ago with Anjo saying that she had this fear of doing art, which really strikes me because she's such an incredible artist. And she, every time in the past 7 years or 6 years that we've been together, that we've sat down and taken classes, which has been often, I'm always one that goes in super fearful and insecure. And she just sits down and she's super mellow about it. And she's able to knock out the most amazing, works of art. And so my point in saying that is, like, for me, bark art, I feel like I can go into that a little slightly confident because I love my dogs. Right. I have some amazing, wonderful photos of my dogs, as I'm sure everybody has of their pets. Right. And the pop art aspect, it seems really playful and fun. And Amy is a wonderful teacher. So I feel like that class is really on my level, whereas Anjo, I'm sure she'll go into that and create. She'll create some like Picasso
of your cats.
Of your cats,
equal to the task. So, once you start working on a piece, do you become fearless? Is there a fearlessness that takes over? For instance, as someone who gets up with a microphone, there's a moment where when you turn it on, boom, you're fearless. Now it's done. I'm ready to go. Is it the same thing for you once you start to work?
I think once I have the idea, once I know what I'm doing,
right,
then fear goes.
Right.
It's the especially if you're asked to do something for somebody, right, then that's quite hard to produce on demand because you want to obviously produce something amazing for that person.
Right.
And so, or if you're giving it as a gift, it's kind of like, but once you get over that,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're good. You're sailing.
Beautiful. I look forward to this coming weekend, so we can look forward to these classes all the way up until Sawdust Art Festival starts in the summer.
Every weekend.
Year round.
The summer,
yes.
I'm sure you'll offer some.
Absolutely.
Some evening wine classes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that.
Pressure on you, but I'm hoping, please.
Okay. So how do our listeners sign up, and what's the best and easiest and quickest way to sign up?
Best way is to visit our website, sawdustartfestival.org, hit the tab Art Classes, and there we also have, we just added a new calendar feature on there, so you can click the calendar or just go straight to Sawdust Art Classes, and from there, there's all of our class information with direct links to register. You can also call ahead, too.
Absolutely.
You can always call.
Give me a call.
Yep, 949. Go ahead.
I can't actually remember my number.
949. I'm just going to give her Danielle's. That's
okay.
Get him Danielle's. But 949-497-0515. We'll reach our administrator who can then transfer you to Anjo. Or you can. I'm sure she can take registrations as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. And if our listeners missed any of those numbers, I've got them here for you. I'll have them written down right here next to the desk so we all have them. I wish I could have you. I will be having you on every week, but I wish I could have you both here every week. Come on in every single week. Let's do this again.
Happy to do so. This has been super fun.
I was actually
a bit nervous, I've got to say, but it's okay.
And I can't believe she started nervous, she ended fearless. See?
Yes.
Perfect.
It's a joy having you here, though, Anjo.
Thank you.
I hope you'll come back on with me.
I'd love to. Thank you so
Let's
much
do this
for
again.
Inviting
Let's
me.
Do this again real soon. Anjo Droog, Frankie Duchesne, Sawdust Art Festival, thank you so very much for being here. This is the Artist Corner. We'll see you next week.
Thank you so much.
I'll look forward to it. 8:20 the time.